Lord, can you lift me from the depths of my free will? She looked me over, I guess she thought I was alright. Alright, and I saw the limit away for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I'll sing what I says. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep at the back of my head.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Still scrolling through TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and trying to catch up on whatever is flowing through your Twitter feed? Are you feeling stuck in all these platforms and seeking for some way out? Chances are, you are not alone. We are prone to look at our phones and scroll through these apps when bored and stressed. However, social media is proven to cause more anxiety and increase negative outlooks on ourselves. Many studies have proven that social media has a major impact on young teenage girls and their mental health. The media feeds us false information constantly about body image and heightened sense of perfection. This takes a huge toll on mental health and pitches into low self-esteem. You are good enough. Don't let anyone online let you perceive yourself any other way, because chances are they're stuck in the same rut as you. So how do you avoid these feelings? Well, it can be simple as deleting social media. I promise you're not missing out. Focus on conversations with friends that feel the same way. Having heartfelt conversations about these topics will benefit your community. Replace your time scrolling with a hobby. We're all unique, we all have flaws, no one lives a perfect life, so why should we pretend that we are? This message comes to you from your mental health loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV.